Wayne, I know we only have a few minutes, literally about three, but if you could share with us just at least one story of what you were sharing, because I know this is going to be inspirational for us.
Sure. At one time, I was a board member of an organization called Stop It Now, which is located in Northampton, Massachusetts. And the founder of it asked me to be on their board. They wanted to have someone who had an offending background but had gone through recovery to gain, you know, the total understanding. We started doing some forums of a victim and an offender along with a therapist on our platform. And each of us telling our story and then interacting with the therapist, then adding some observations they had. And the response of that from our audiences was amazing. And we started doing quite a few of those. We had a retreat one weekend where I was in charge of bringing some offenders together. Another person in Massachusetts was in charge of bringing some survivors together. And then we had a person who was very good at conflict resolution, was the moderator. And we went through some pretty heavy-duty emotions, you know, of each of us telling our thoughts about people. And out of it came one of our suggestions was we need to have these kind of workshops where people see that you can work together when you come from totally opposite sides of this serious of an issue. And I'm proud of those. I think they're very good. I admire anyone who does those kind of workshops.
Well, I tell you what, I am looking forward to the opportunity to get with you again so that we can continue the discussion. I know that there's so much more that we all need to learn. I want to thank you for having shed so much light on the topic today, and let you know that I appreciate you for embarking on this mission.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much, Carl. I appreciate your invitation to be on your program, and I encourage all your listeners to just have an open mind about everybody. There's something in everybody that we can gain a positive look at our lives.
I love that. That's our closing comment, ladies and gentlemen. Till next time.